Why pray? Basic answer is the needs are many, and the conditions of life warrant praying. Turn, if you will, please, to the book of Ephesians. I have just one verse to speak on tonight. That might be encouraging and you think short. We'll see. That's all I can say. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18. Ephesians 6, 18. Pray always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. And watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. I'd like to break down this verse word by words and by phrases. To begin with, it says praying always. You can look at that and you can think praying always means that you should always be praying. Okay, praying always. I put the words differently. I put the words always praying with all prayer and supplication. Okay? In other words, I believe that the emphasis where he says praying always is that we would always be praying in the manner that's about to follow.
Amen.
And he says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. In the Spirit. I began to do a little bit of searching around as to what it might mean in the Spirit. And I've come to a few conclusions. I'm sure there's much more that could be said than what I'm going to be sharing. But praying in the Spirit, not in our spirit. Okay? We have a spirit that can be positive. Okay? But we're not to be praying even in our positive spirit. We're to be praying in the Spirit. Not even in our religious spirit. We're to be praying in the Spirit. Okay? The Holy Spirit. Praying in the Spirit. Not even in our spiritual spirit. Okay? Now there's distinctions. Plain old spirit, religious spirit, and then spiritual spirit. Well, we should be spiritual people. Okay? And so it's a good thing that when we pray, that we would pray in a spiritual spirit. In other words, that we ourselves would be praying from a spiritual dimension, not just human, not just earthly. So there's a lot of different positives that are there, but we have a clear instruction praying in the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God. Now, what does it mean to pray in the Spirit? Wow, I looked at different sources and all kinds of ideas. Some that were fairly good. And some that, you know, what? You know? And so I've summarized it this way when it says praying in the Spirit, prompted by the Spirit. That's how we're to be praying. Now, there's things we know that are needs. There's things that and conditions that exist that we know need interceding for, and to pray for them is never wrong. But we are specifically instructed here that we are prompted to pray in the Spirit, as the Spirit of God would lead us. And so we may start into praying on a need that we know is there. But we are ourselves to be in such a relationship with God that His Spirit is able to speak to our spirit. Now we know He does that because we know when it comes to the matter of salvation, His Spirit bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. So we know that that takes place. And there are additional places where we know his spirit speaks with our spirit. But here, when we are praying, we start out perhaps from a good, genuine concern for something that exists, but we are to be so sensitive in our relationship with Jesus Christ that his spirit is able to direct us even while we're praying. And therein we may find ourselves asking for something that we wouldn't have thought of ourselves. Or we may find ourselves going in a direction as we pray for this matter. And again, it sounds repetitious, but in a manner that we would not have thought of ourselves to go. Anything that we would have prayed is fine. It's good. God would be pleased with it. But he's doubly pleased, if I can put it that way, when we are led by his spirit. And so praying in the spirit, prompted by the spirit, praying in the spirit means that we will be dependent upon the spirit. We start out praying in what I'm going to call a normal manner, whatever normal is for you, okay? I know what normal is for me. And we start out praying there, but then because we are being dependent upon the Holy Spirit, he can guide us. He can lead us. And so we're praying in the Spirit. You say, I thought just praying was just praying, just telling God what you want, asking God what you want. It is. That's the beginning point. But because we are endeavoring to pray in the Spirit, you know, studies like this make me conscious when I do then set to pray, this will come to mind. And I'll just be conscious of the fact, and it's almost like I talk to myself and I say, are you praying in the Spirit? And I might answer myself, well, I hope so. Okay? And listen, just be sensitive to what the Spirit of God wants to do. We don't have to try and figure out every detail of it. Okay? We learn what the Word says on things, and then we just go ahead and live and trust the Holy Spirit to release. I know when I pray for people, as I pray, for example, for my grandsons, some of whom are not saved. I have prayed already, Father, speak to their hearts. Okay, and that's a valid thing to express. But then there's times when I'll say, Father, convict them. Well, Father, I know you do your job. And so I guess what I'm asking you to do, Father, is just keep on convicting them. And as you keep on convicting them, I pray, Father, that they will yield to you. Now, you see, what I've done is I've gone from a basic of Father, convict them. I've gone from that, and by conversation with God, I acknowledge that he does what he's going to do. I don't have to, it's right to ask him to do, but I don't have to ask him to do what is his job. He'll do his job. It's right for us to ask him to do it, because it evidences us our dependency upon him. The reason I emphasize that, I have a fellow that's dead, and I believe in heaven now. And he said, we were talking about prayer, and he said one time, well, you know, you don't need to pray for something more than once. God has a good memory. Well, I couldn't argue with the fact that God has a good memory. But I knew something was flawed in what he was saying. God may not need to be reminded, but we need to be reminded to ask him. Okay? And the very fact that we ask him over and over again is evidence to him that we have faith in him. You say, well, if you're asking over and over, how would that evidence faith? You see, faith means dependence, trust. And by repeatedly asking God for something, it is evidencing to God that we are dependent upon him for this thing. And so, you know, some people get so doctrinally accurate, they're screwy. You know, just like the guy that says you don't have to remind God, just ask him once. That angers me when I think of it. We pray in the Spirit, not in our spirit. We're prompted by the Spirit. We're dependent upon the Spirit. And because of our relationship with God, we're guided by the Spirit. Now, listen, if you've got a weak relationship with your Savior, if you don't have a right relationship with your Savior, then when I say, as you're praying, his Spirit will commune with your spirit and lead you, you aren't going to experience that.
Yep.
You aren't going to experience that because you don't have that kind of relationship with your Savior to be able to experience that. You say, well, how do I know if I have a right relationship? Well, if you feel like maybe you don't, you probably don't. Start there. Praying for God to affirm in you the right relationship. Okay, now let's move along here. Oh, my goodness, yeah. All right, let's move along here. And it says, supplication in the Spirit, watching thereunto with all perseverance. Watching. Now, that you know that doesn't mean with the eyes, like you watch. Okay, I watch what you're doing. You watch what I'm doing. No, it doesn't mean that. You understand that. watching, expecting. Okay? Expecting thereunto with all perseverance. Alert to what it is that God may want to do in your life. Awake to the fact of his working in your life. Now it says, watching thereunto. Well, thereunto what? Well, thereunto refers back to what is prayed and supplicated for. When it says, watching thereunto. Thereunto what? Goes back to what you're praying for. And he says, watching thereunto with all perseverance, persistency. Don't become discouraged or disheartened. Persevere. Okay? We use that in different ways, you know. You want to see that garden planted, you got to persevere, you know. You want to see that, you make that 10-mile walk, you've got to persevere. You've got to stick with it. And we are told here that we are to be praying with all perseverance. Keep on praying and supplicating. Okay, now I said that before. Do you notice it says in the beginning, praying always with all prayer and supplication. And now here in the end, perseverance and supplication. Now what they're praying for is all saints, okay, for all believers. But supplication, I heard that word so often, I use that word. So I thought, you know, probably ought to look it up and try and say something that's halfway intelligent about this matter of supplication. Well, supplication could be also spoken of as petitioning or begging or imploring God. So I'm praying and I'm begging God for this. Supplication is a form of prayer, but it's considered as an entreaty to God. It's considered as prayer on steroids. Okay? It's considered prayer in high gear. Some say it involves an urgent sense of requesting. Now, that's not minimizing what I'm going to call, and I'll clarify this, but at this point I'm calling it normal prayer. Okay, when I'm saying that it's an urgency and it's requesting something from God, it's some have said it's a degree of praying. One used Jesus as an example in the Garden of Gethsemane. He was agonizing in prayer and sweat as it were great drops of blood. Now, there's many times he prayed, but we only have that one time where it tells us that he sweat as it were great drops of blood. There is always a request in supplication. But supplication is a step or 10 beyond ordinary praying. Like I say, that's not to minimize in any way ordinary praying. But he does make a distinction, praying always with all prayer and supplication. You see the contraction, prayer and. It's something in addition to prayer. It's this matter of supplication. Prayer can be defined as sincere expressions of thanksgiving. You see, when you're praying, it can involve thanksgiving. Prayer can involve praising. Now, praising is distinct from prayer, but when you're praying, you can be praising God. So, but when you're talking about supplication, it is specifically focused on the matter of requesting. Now, for many people, they use prayer and supplication interchangeably, or consider them to be the same thing. You know, like you have prayer and then you have prayer. Well, let's call it supplication. It's the same thing and just in a different name. Well, it is a form of prayer, but it is something distinct. And so we need to realize that. And he's telling us here, praying always with all prayer and supplication. And the perseverance at the end of the verse is to be perseverance and. So he doesn't just say persevere. He doesn't just say stick with it and plow on through. He says persevere and supplicate. Now, Pastor, I have heard you state in the past, and no matter how I racked my memory, I could not hear you saying when you dealt with this matter of supplication, how you defined it or described it. How is it?
Pretty well, just like you did. In other words, I go out of Philippians 4, 6, and 7 with, and everything with prayer and thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? With thanksgiving, prayer, and supplication. So I said, first you ask God about it.
Mm-hmm.
But then I tell him, imagine, you know, your child, come, Mom, can I have a cookie? No. Oh, Mom, please, can I have a cookie? Uh-huh. That's a supplication.
Okay.
You know, you really knuckled down on that.
Right, right.
But always with thanksgiving.
Always with thanksgiving. Very good. Thank you. And so when it comes to this matter of prayer, like when we go in the back room and pray, when you ladies join together out here and pray, it's going to be in what I've been referring to as normal praying manner. But some of you, for what you pray, you have quite a burden. You may not always be able to hear it in the voice, okay? You may not always be able to detect it when you're praying together with others. Now at home, okay, I have used the word last night when I prayed. And I prayed for those grandsons that are not saved. And I said, Father, I plead with you to convict them and draw them to yourself. I do not want to be in eternity and know that they are wandering, tormented in darkness forever.
Right.
I plead with you, Father. That would be a level of supplication. Just in the very term that I used, because it expressed how I felt and what I was trying to communicate to God. And so we're going to go to prayer, but I want you to remember these things, not just for tonight as we pray, but for your prayer at home, to pray led by the Spirit. And in order for us to be led by the Spirit, we must be in that kind of relationship that He can lead us. Just because you're saved doesn't mean that He can lead you. Your life can be filled with so many things of self. And so we need to be in that kind of relationship with God through Jesus, that His Spirit has freedom to be able to speak to us. Father in heaven, I do pray that you would work in our hearts and achieve and accomplish what it is that you desire. Now this we pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.